I can testify the importance of us getting to say. I started out with a naive belief in, you know, the power of the consensus I saw in the ancestors' words. The ancestors we honor and love and trust, who have at base a love for us, there I saw a concurrence. And I said, oh, the problem is they've just been forgotten. We need to just remind folks what they said. Okay. And then once we start thinking those thoughts through to their logical conclusion, it's obvious we need a mass movement to end wage work. There is no other way. It's only by our giving up our time, our minds, our lives, our ability to think these things through that they keep our necks in that noose. And it took a while for me to truly accept that the game the pundits play has been set up by power to capture their allegiance, and that it's going to take you and me to begin that alternative, to create that new world. And I see I have some time left, and I thought maybe in that remaining time, I would ask, what is poverty? Because that was something that I've been meaning to talk about, and it came up for me when I heard a review of a film on hunger. The name escapes me because I don't have the thing, but in it, it quoted some celebrity in this film who said, you know, we're going to have to ask some hard questions like, why do we have poverty? And I had to laugh because I had been reading The Great Transformation, in which Carl Polanyi talks about the soul searching that was done in the 18th century as the so-called Industrial Revolution, the beginnings of it began to be seen with the enclosure movement and the forcing folks into factories. And folks, the so-called political economists, were scratching their heads and saying, oh my goodness, all of a sudden, there's poverty. There are poor folks. Where did they come from? And it was a mystery. It was a mystery until folks like Bentham and Townsend clarified matters and said, hey, poverty is part of plenty. And the job of government is to increase want to make the sanction of hunger effective. You know, you can't force people to work if they have common fields, common woods, common coastline in which to fish, you know? I mean, this problem called scarcity is actually a manufactured scarcity because the earth is abundant and we are a very creative species. So if we are allowed to come together and put our heads together, which is our historical over the thousands of years, that's been what we've done, and that's worked pretty well. if you count the life of the soul for anything, and I do. I believe it's everything, in fact, much more important than having a microwave oven or a dishwasher, actually. So I thought that it might be worthwhile for the progressive punditry, particularly those who call themselves economists, progressive economists, to retreat to home base and ask yourselves in your heart of hearts if you really stand with the quote-unquote people or not. Because if you have not educated us about what economy truly means, and why there is poverty, if you could have a movie made in this day and age in which you have some celebrity scratching his head saying, you know, where do these poor folks come from? Then you need to go back to square one and start these conversations, since society redesign does not seem to be on your front burner at the moment, to start the conversation of an authentic discussion of what the economy is. That the economy is not what we've been told. And that you surely must know that, that it is in fact a major con for keeping us under control. Start that conversation, that we don't need a market to help each other. We need power off our backs.